This is the Pulse of the Eastern Townships on CGMQ 88.9 FM, supported by the Local Journalism Initiative. Last Thursday, December 18th, the Eastern Township School Board shut down its computer network after detecting a cyber attack that was later traced to a Russian source. Schools remained open, and board officials say no personal student or employee data was breached, but the incident caused widespread disruption to administrative systems across the network. I spoke that afternoon with ETSB Chair Michael Murray, who explains how the attack was detected, why the network was shut down so quickly, what systems were affected, and why school boards are increasingly targeted by international cyber criminals. Here's that interview. How did the cyber attack unfold, Mr. Murray?
Well, I think everybody across the network found out at the same time when the IT department shut everything down as a protective or defensive measure when they detected an intrusion. And that was sometime before 9 this morning. They detected that there was, I don't know what to call it, but a hack is the general term, but they're probably more specific term. There was a hack that somebody was in some unauthorized person or persons were in the system. So the reaction was immediately shut down the system, and that's when the notifications started going out to the schools to say that it was a deliberate shutdown. Our IT department contacted the department in the ministry that is responsible for cyber protection or defensive measures, and have been working with them all day first of all, to isolate different parts of the system and analyze whether or not there's any intrusion into those parts. We have a lot of personal information about students and families and personnel and so forth. But as late as this afternoon, we were able to determine that the software that relates to student identities and any information about them or their families was not hacked. Our servers were attacked, but the files that were accessible were not, would be innocuous in terms of content. And we're fortunate that the system that we have, our student content is on our server, but the students use Chromebooks, and the Chromebooks can't be attacked in that way. So by late afternoon or by mid-afternoon, we were able to isolate and identify which computer the attack had come through. They had to come through one of our computers to get into the system. So they've been able to isolate enough to identify the actual unit that had been the origin. And what we've done, it's an interesting thing. Since the Chromebooks have no files on them, no hard drive, they are virtually unhackable. The hack was not able to penetrate any of the Apple computers. So all of our teachers, all of our commissioners, and several of our senior administrators are on Apple computers. And so safe. It was the administrative computers, the PCs, that were vulnerable. And so the order has been issued for anyone who is a PC user, has a PC access on the school board system, to leave them shut down. Shut them down if they hadn't already been. Leave them shut down until we can ensure that each one of them, and I guess this is what is the next process, each one of them is clear of malware. So that will take, they're telling me, days, possibly weeks. to delouse each and every one of the units.
How disruptive will this be to day-to-day school operations?
Well, we don't have to shut down the schools, but it will be very inconvenient. Happily, tomorrow is the last day before Christmas break. And typically, on the last day before Christmas break, certainly in the elementary school, it's not a high-intensity working day. It's a Christmas party day. So the high schools this week, some of the high schools are running or exams are being done, and that may disrupt any exams that were planned for tomorrow. But otherwise, we were already in the would be in the process of winding down for the holidays, and we're certainly hoping that by the time teachers and students come back in January, that the system will be clean.
You said you're working in tandem with some kind of cyber defense Quebec force. Do you call the police when this happens? Give me the steps you take when a hack is detected.
No, we don't call the police. For a couple of reasons, the Quebec government has a department devoted to cybersecurity. They advise our own IT department on all the measures that we take and that we're required to maintain to ensure that cybersecurity measures are up to date. So I'm just going to my computer here to look at my inbox because I'm one of the fortunate ones who has a Mac. COCD, Centre for the Gouvernemental de Cyber Défense. And so since around 9 o'clock, we've had their support or their input on how to deal with this, and we can say the main concern we have is for all private information that has not been hacked. There remains only, as I said, the long and tedious process of debugging or making sure that each device that we put back into the system is free of any malicious software.
Why would a malicious organization attempt to do this? What's in it for them?
Understand that what happens in these cases, why they would attack a public institution like a school board, is the personal information that we have. We have the names, addresses, phone numbers, of students and their parents, and we have information on all our employees, all of the human resources files on employees, who works, how much they're paid, where their pay is deposited, all kinds of information that could be used to and combined with other information from different sources. So to hack people's financial records or to otherwise do malicious things, and as I understand it, there is an entire black market where this information is bought and sold. So the motivation of the actual attacker, somebody in Russia, probably isn't to do anybody any harm themselves, but rather to get information that would be saleable on the black market.
Okay, so the attack came from Russia.
I have been told that it's been tracked down to a Russian source.
Right, so I suppose if they get into the right file or right folder in one fell swoop, they can gather a bunch of valuable information.
Exactly. What they would like to do would be pick up all of the personal information in a category, like employees, boom, 1,200 pieces of information that contain a lot of information, the HR files, and but they're well protected, and as are the student files. So the hackers didn't get beyond our server, and the servers are where student work is stored, but by code, not by with any other personal information. So very little use at it, and we believe that hackers stopped comfortably in advance of any serious data loss, data breach.
Anything else people need to know?
Well, it's certainly a benefit to us that we have a mixed system. So our students can still go online, and it's only really the administrative network that is seriously inconvenienced. We shut down the whole system today, and we'll probably keep it shut down tomorrow, just to make sure that there aren't any inadvertent leaks. We were fortunate we were early, and that we have a mixed system so that we can say to students and to teachers, go home, have a good holiday, and use your computers as you normally would. There is no problem with accessing your email, or in other words, your computers are not compromised, not infected with anything. And we can concentrate on just the administrative computers, but as I said, the process may be long and arduous to clean, to make sure that each individual unit is clean and no threat.
This situation is not 100% preventable, is it?
No, exactly. It is not 100% preventable. But we, you know, I think what we do have is a layer defense where it's much harder to get into certain parts of our system than it is other parts. So we have to have easy access for students and teachers to do their work and that sort of thing. So our servers are somewhat vulnerable. If somebody using the system clicks on an attachment to an email that contains the malware, it gets into the system. If it gets into the system, it's in that particular computer. And then it's an issue of how quickly it spreads versus how quickly we're able to detect its presence and shut down the system to stop it spreading further. It's kind of like pulling the plug. You know, when you shut down the system, it stops regenerating whatever malicious software is there. And it stops and basically sending out the information that the hackers are after.
That was Michael Murray, chair of the Eastern Township School Board, speaking with me on December 18th about the cyber attack that prompted the board to shut down its network as a precautionary measure. At the time of the interview, ETSB officials said sensitive student and employee data had not been compromised, and that cleanup of the affected administrative systems could take days or even weeks. The board has been working closely with Quebec's Centre Gouvernemental de Cyber Défense and has said further updates will be provided as systems are brought back online. You're listening to The Pulse of the Eastern Townships on CJMQ 88.9 FM with support from the Local Journalism Initiative. I'm William Crooks. Thanks for listening and stay tuned.